This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, tonight, 7 o'clock Central, a very special edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We did a fun little Star Wars parody deal with myself in a cryo chamber and more. That's going to be ready tonight. And we're going to have Jakari Jackson and Kit Daniels out coming out with their review tonight also. They're going out there with Rob Jacobson to do that tonight. And people are like, why does that entertainment matter? You just said it's all diversion. I know. We hijacked the diversion to cover it. Speaking of what's not a diversion, I told you they're going to put women in the military when every study in every culture throughout history shows it doesn't work to have women in frontline combat. Men are designed genetically to be able to handle seeing people hacked up and die around them. And not all men are. That's why they have, you know, pre-training and things to decide who's a soldier and who isn't. Not all men are cut out to do such brutal, really terrible things on the face of it. Women make magical babies. And are sweet and beautiful and smart and everything, and men go around and savagely chuck people to death and ram daggers through their eyes and savagely hack their guts open, and run around with five arrows sticking out of you, still slaughtering people. I mean, that's not women. But they're going to make the pack sizes smaller and all of it to screw up the military because the age of the machines is here. Defense Secretary Ash Carter admits improper use of personal email account, but that doesn't really matter because the real news is that Army women hurt more often in combat training, experience more mental health issues. Oh, yeah. And the best part is they don't really fight with the men. It's the other women. I mean, let's just get real about women on average. Men on average, too. But women start fighting with women. The problem with women in the workplace, on average, any major study, is they start fighting with each other. Now, women do fine a lot of times just with men, though there can be some problems there, obviously. There's nothing wrong with women. And you can find women tougher than men, but the statistics don't show that. It's like you can find a European long-distance runner who can beat a top Kenyan. Comes around every once in a while, but it's not the majority. You know, like 97% of the winners are Kenyan. It's not even black people that, you know, can't even compete with them. Well, the numbers are staggering. Women aren't as strong. Women aren't as fast. Women aren't as vicious. Women aren't. They have three times the connections between left and right hemispheres of their brain, so they're more intuitive about social issues, but also can be manipulated easier by propaganda, advertising on average, this is on average, and get more confused in a battle situation and don't follow orders. And just as many women that get in the fetal position, women also flip out and then go attack the enemy and show your position. You don't think the Pentagon, the best killers in the world, didn't know that. They're getting ready to spike humans. They're getting rid of the weapon systems. They're obsolete. And that's what this is. Army women hurt my... And then it goes through this whole story in this Washington Times article. It's just off the chart numbers. And that's because they're all announcing, oh, in the next decade, they're going to replace most of the combat troops with combat robots, land, sea, and air. Notice you're all hearing this now in the news. Humans aren't going to be involved. They'll have humans to negotiate at point-blank range in social services stuff or rounding folks up to be taken to re-education centers. There'll be women involved in that. There'll be women as jail guards. They make great commissars. But it's the end of men, in almost all cases, involved in combat. This is a direct plan to destroy the military, which you see in every other plan. Paul, I'm going to do a few more minutes with you, and then Peter Schiff's coming up to get into the interest rate raise and more. But you've been hearing me rant. What's your take on the rise of the robots and the women being put in directly to sabotage the military?
Well, I mean, the rise of the robots, of course, there was a big controversy about these sex bots a couple of months ago that could make women obsolete. So the feminists weren't happy about that. But, I mean, as to your point about, you know, normalizing the bizarre, we had a story last week about a transgender father who abandoned his seven children to become a six-year-old girl. And a lot of the progressives supported him for doing that. So, again, if you can normalize something like that, you can normalize anything. And it's, you know, obviously we tolerate people, but that doesn't mean you have to endorse complete bizarreness like that. So, I mean, if they can normalize that, it's, you know, anything goes.
Absolutely, Paul. I want to get into Al-Qaeda with you and big developments on that front. Then I'll hand the baton to you and Peter Schiff straight ahead to talk about the economy and more. It's the Friday edition. I'll be back myself this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, by the way.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I heard Doc Wallach on the Alex Jones show about 5 years ago, and his 90 for life message just made total sense to me. I immediately got an Alex pack and the pollen burst, and within days I was feeling better. I had more energy, I lost weight, I got my children on the product, and when everybody else gets sick, they don't. About 2 years ago, I found out about the business opportunity. I became a longevity distributor on the InfoWars health team. And I'm now partnered with Dr. Wallach and Alex Jones, the two mavericks of our time, to help people get healthy and wealthy, and I support the InfoWar at the same time. I get to network with other InfoWarriors, work from home, and make more money than I ever did at a job. I get to be a full-time mother to my kids now. Thank you, Alex Jones. If you ever want to hear more about this opportunity, call 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, nobody in talk radio has two different hosts who take over different parts of the same show, but I do it sometimes. And Paul Watson is co-hosting with me. I'm popping in and out today. Peter Schiff's coming up on the interest rate hike, but he's basically already documented all that. I want to get his take on the huge increased budget and where he sees that going. Paul Watson joins us from London, England. I join you from Austin, Texas. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday show, and who knows how much news will be breaking this weekend. Obama says that he reassures the public no credible threat of terror, ABC News, in a speech he gave at the Counterterrorism Center. And he said ISIS didn't have anybody here in the U.S. 3 days before they, of course, attacked in San Bernardino. So, I don't know. Are we going to have another attack? It's almost always the opposite of what he says. If he says it's going to rain, it shines. If he says it's going to be cold, it's warm. I mean, if he says you didn't build your business, you built your business. Soft targets. FBI arrests Islamic terrorist who planned mass casualty attack on rush hour commuters and college lunchroom. The buddy of the last group of shooters who admits that he trained and planned to attack with them and got them the guns. This is out of the Associated Press out of Viorna, Virginia, AP. County closes schools over response to lesson on Islam. The school was teaching the kids how to basically make a religious recitement, pledging themselves to Islam during the lessons. You can't make this up. Media outlets report that the Riverheads High School teacher last week asked students to complete an assignment that included practicing calligraphy and writing a Muslim statement of faith. That's pledging yourself to Islam. Students weren't asked to translate the statement or recite. It just goes on. And now they have to shut the school because the evil right-wingers might attack. You know, the folks that let women outside the house, they must be stopped. Parents question choice to sing Allah Akbar at holiday concert, CBS News. That's out of Minnesota. And there's another one, again, of state-sanctioned Christmas carols that the prime minister promoted. Paul Watson wrote a story about it at InfoWars.com, where you sing a song dedicated to Muhammad conquering the Christians and putting him to the sword. Because they did at that particular battle put thousands to the sword that didn't convert. And now the little Christian children, but there's one little girl in a hijab, there, so it's cute, singing, oh, we love being enslaved, chop our heads off, we love you, as they welcome the, quote, migrants, the immigrants, but they're passing laws in Europe. Where's my stack? Major countries like Sweden saying you can't report rape statistics of Muslims, and they're passing edicts at corporations banning the word immigrant from the news. Covered that last hour. That's why it's more important than ever to understand that there is a leftist combination of forces with the radical Islamists to shut down free speech in this country, and everyone must resist it. This is a political takeover. You must support and spread the word about InfoWars.com, our local affiliates, and buy the products. They're great products, whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds for the spring coming up, or great gifts, or whether it's Survival Shield X2, 20% off. We have a bunch of other 33% off retail on the Essential Pack, Survival Shield, Super Miller Female, and Silver Bullet, Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Cleanse, Oxy Powder, massive discounts, Winter Sun. And it's your purchase that makes all of this possible. Notice how we're under such savage attack. And they're not just using what we say to make libertarians and patriots look bad. That's not the attack. We're effective. We're waking people up. We're changing the narrative. Rachel Maddow wrote an article for the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and hundreds of other publications this week saying, no, 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 he's dangerous. People are listening. The Republicans are taking on his view. We got to do something. They have other White House-linked groups saying, I just need to be shut down. Media Matters, Salon. They say, now is the time to shut him up. Because I'm going to read the vaccine insert on air. I'm going to read the White House science czar saying they put fluoride in the water to brain damage us. In 1974, you mean to bring the book in here and show you where he said it again for the 500th time? I'm going to keep on hitting you with your own garbage. And I'm never going to back down long after you've shut me up if you were successful. I only get bigger. Now, my flesh doesn't like that idea, but my spirit burns with anticipation. I just can't believe there's so many weak scum that hate humanity out there. I just cannot believe what trash you people are that serve the system. That's who I'm talking to, the enemies. I mean, you didn't think there'd be anybody out there that didn't see who you were and stand up to you, you filth, and just bypass all your propaganda and garbage? Paul Watson, we're going to Peter Schiff as soon as we get him on the Skype line here in a minute. But I tell you, don't people get its end-of-day type garbage where they push it as, quote, gay rights? To have 32 different men. It's always real weird, too. Like, we're not going to put women's DNA in here. It's only men because we're gay. Oh, what's that discriminating against women? It's that it gives mutations. It causes all sorts of problems. Top scientists are warning in the newspapers right here. Experts warn is the headline. But see, you've got to accept the clones and the chimeras and the crosses because you're sexist if you don't let the very species be mutated. Now you see what political correctness really is, transhumanism on PCP. Paul Watson, your comment on this, and then we'll move into economic news.
Well, I mean, Alex, we live in a world where you know, the 9/11 first responders are ignored, left to die, while Caitlyn Jenner is given a Courage Award. This is the kind of bizarro land we live in. And again, the tolerance should be about defending minorities in terms of people who have their hands chopped off, people who are beheaded for being homosexual, women who are blamed when they're raped and then they get stoned to death, honor killings for women who look twice at men. That's what the tolerance movement should all be about. But in the West, it's like, you know, feminists, oh, there's a college rape campus epidemic. One in five women on college campuses are getting raped. Complete BS. We've known it's been BS for years and years. In fact, women on college campuses are less likely to get raped than women in the general population. But that's what feminists are concerned about. Meanwhile, the West is importing a real rape culture, and there's absolute silence on it.
And that's because absolute the globalists, the Ford Foundation, all of them admitted they wanted to end the family and the security of men and women and children together. And so they want to kill where women have the best support, the West. So they're teaching women how to homicide the West and homicide their boys and teach them to be little gibbering mental patients. Women are being taught how to suicide the culture, and the men are being turned into arrested development gibbering morons. This is a scientific attack, as Vladimir Putin has said correctly. So is the global warming hoax, as Vladimir Putin has said correctly. Notice Vladimir Putin wasn't saying this 5 years ago. Vladimir Putin is tuned in to the InfoWar and Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and I'll leave it right there. But he's tuned into the two Alexes, and I'm sure in the future folks are going to learn that. But Paul Joseph Watson, I'm going to hand you and Peter Schiff the baton now. Great job. Have a great weekend and a great Christmas coming up. I'm going to be here live this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. David Knight's doing Wednesday. We have some powerful rebroadcasts on Christmas Eve and after that. If big news breaks, though, I'll be in here live. But until this Sunday, I'll be watching Paul Watson for the remainder of this hour. Now for the next 45 minutes, Peter Schiff. Paul Watson?
Okay, thanks, Alex. Financial analyst, stockbroker, author, host of the Peter Schiff Show, and the website is europact.com. Of course, Peter Schiff accurately predicted the house price crash and the 2008 economic collapse, and he joins us right now. Peter, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, and you're doing a good job sitting in for Alex.
Thanks, appreciate it. So the Dow basically dropped about 300 points today. It's gone up a little bit since. Given that it took this long to raise the interest rate by such a small amount, what does that tell you about the confidence that the Federal Reserve has in the health of the U.S. economy?
Well, it doesn't tell us anything. You know, the Fed was talking about the fact that it was going to raise rates later in the year, that they thought the economy would be strong enough so that it would be appropriate to raise rates before year end. And of course, the analysts were expecting the rate hikes to come a lot sooner. People thought they would have done it at least two or three times by now, but the Fed kept passing and kept talking about how they were data dependent. All of a sudden, they got to December. There's 2 weeks left of the year. Rates are still at zero. And I think they thought that if they didn't raise them now, they would lose their credibility. It would prove that the economy was too weak to withstand a rate hike. So I think to try to create a false sense of confidence and to try to save some of their credibility, they raised interest rates by a token amount in a symbolic gesture to try to save face and create confidence. And you know what? It's backfiring on them, as I thought. You know, the market is down substantially. We're down, Dow's down, what, about 250 points as we speak. It was down almost 300. It dropped 250 points yesterday. But the real carnage is going on beneath the scenes. Look at what's happening in the high-yield bond market. Look what's happening in some of these leveraged funds. We're seeing all sorts of things blowing up. It looks very much like the way the markets were looking in the months leading up to the 2008 financial crisis.
Fed policymakers, I read, they're predicting a rate of 3.25% by the end of 2018. Is that even remotely feasible?
I don't think so. I think it could be negative. We could have a negative sign in front of the nominal rate before the end of next year. Look, the Fed doesn't understand the impact of its monetary policy. The Fed has done tremendous damage to the economy over the past 7 years, And now, as they're trying to remove the stimulus, all the damage is rising to the surface. So the Fed is expecting this recovery to continue. The recovery is over, and we are in the beginning of the next recession, and it wasn't a real recovery. When I talk about a recovery, it was a bubble masquerading as a recovery. The Fed inflated a giant bubble, and all we did is borrow a bunch of money and spend it. But meanwhile, the real economy, the structure of the economy weakened, and we have all this debt and all this speculation that needs to be unwound, and it's going to be done in a very painful way.
Okay, Pete Schiff, we'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts, and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This
The Alex Jones Show Live with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking to economist Peter Schiff, Europac.com. And Peter, you were getting into it just before the break. This illusion of economic prosperity has been maintained to a great extent by these low interest rates, making the debt at least serviceable. But how on earth is the Fed going to keep raising these rates when, as you said, there's no real economic recovery to back it up?
Well, they're not. I mean, they're just pretending that they can do it to try to create a false sense of confidence where there should be no confidence. But yes, the whole thing that's kept this economy afloat has been debt. You know, if people have been leaving the labor force, as people have been losing their full-time jobs and they've been accepting part-time jobs, as more and more young people are spending more and more time in school because there's no jobs out there, we've been running up all this debt. We have all the student loans. We have all the, you know, the auto loans, more people borrowing against their homes, on their credit cards. Everybody is levering up in order to survive, and it's all being made possible by the Fed. But eventually, this is going to come to a horrible end as this bubble bursts.
Now, a lot of our listeners own gold, as you know. I noticed that gold plunged after the rate announcement, the dollar surge, but gold has recovered a lot of ground today. What's the immediate future looking like for precious metals?
Well, you know, gold was up before the announcement. The day of the announcement, gold was maybe up about 12, 15 bucks, and then it was pretty flat after they moved. And then yesterday, gold dropped over $20 and basically tested the lows for the year. Today, it's up about $15. So we have had some volatility ever since the Fed moved. But the interesting thing is we're not getting a big sell-off, which is what everybody had been forecasting. Now, what I've been saying is it was going to be a buy the rumor, sell the fact. Gold has been falling for years on anticipation of this rate hike. And now that we've got it out of the way, I think gold's going to get bought, not sold. And in fact, the anticipation is not going to live up to the hype because I believe it's a one and done. And I think the market is going to sense this as the U.S. stock market starts to fall, as the economic data continues to come out weak. In fact, the data we got this week, today, yesterday, even on, you know, on Wednesday when the Fed hiked, the data was all horrible on industrial production, capacity utilization, ISM manufacturing, Philly Fed, even the service sector. Today we got number there. The service sector PMI plunged to the lowest level of the year. So the data is getting worse, and that's before the stock market started rolling over, and that's before the Fed hiked rates. So I think the gold market is going to smell that the next thing coming from the Fed is going to be the stench of a rate cut and QE4, and I think you're going to start to see a lot of buying in the gold market. You know, how quickly it's going to begin, it's hard to say, but I think there's a lot of upside potential in gold, and I think most of the downside risk is already gone.
Now, let's turn to oil, because the Financial Times reports that, quote, the amount of oil now at sea is at least double the levels of earlier this year and is equivalent to more than a day of global oil supply. We've also got this flotilla, which Zero Hedge reported on, of stationary supertankers around Galveston, Texas. The last time we saw prices this low in terms of oil was during the last Great Recession. And even CNN's reporting, quote, the last time raw materials like copper and oil were this cheap, an economic depression loomed just around the corner. So, Peter, does this oil price crash signal the beginning of the next financial collapse?
I think it's one of the signals. It's not the only one. But yes, there is incredibly weak demand globally and in the United States. And if you look at the transportation index, Dow Jones Transportations, today it's at a 20-month low. It is significantly weaker than the industrials or the utilities. And you would think that this sector would be the largest beneficiary of cheap oil prices because oil is a big component in your transportation costs. Yet this is the weakest index, and that's because it's the most economically sensitive. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to blame the weakness in the stock market on the weakness in oil. I mean, that's nonsense. Talk about bad logic. The truth is that oil prices and the stock market are going down for the same reason, and that's because the economy is going down. And the fact that the transportations are the weakest index of all, despite lower oil prices, proves this. But I think what's going to turn the oil market is going to be the turn in the dollar, because once the dollar tanks, I think that's going to ignite a lot more global demand for oil, because I think the high dollar, the overpriced dollar, is suppressing global demand right now.
Now, I want to get into this after the break. We've got a long segment coming up, but Pew came out with this big study last week, basically said that The middle class in America has shrunk to a point where it no longer constitutes the majority of the adult population. What I found most interesting about this was what they considered to be middle class in terms of income. That's what I want to discuss after the break with Peter Schiff of Europac.com. On the Alex Jones Show Live this Friday edition, Infowars.com. Stay right there. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
We're back live with Alex Jones, joined by Peter Schiff of Europac.com. Was just getting into this before the break. Pew came out with a big study last week. The American middle class has shrunk to a point where it no longer constitutes the majority of the adult population. Now, first of all, they consider the middle class to be a family of three. Family of three earning upwards of $42,000 a year. I mean, Peter, with the cost of living these days, is it really accurate to say that somebody earning, you know, an average of 21 grand a year is middle class? That makes no sense.
Now, we've really lowered the bar on the definition of middle class. You know, middle class lifestyle in America used to be something that the rest of the world couldn't even aspire to. You know, if you remember the sitcom The Brady Bunch, which is even the 1970s, right? In The Brady Bunch, Mike was an architect. He had a job. But his wife, Carol, didn't have a job. She stayed at home and she you know, worked with charity events. She did school events. One thing she didn't do was the housework because they had a full-time live-in maid named Alice. And they were able to support six kids. That was middle class. And they didn't have, they had two cars. I'm sure they didn't have any loans against those cars. They probably didn't have any credit card debt. I'm sure Mike saved a lot of money for their retirement. That was middle class life in America. Your dad worked. Your mom didn't. You had a housekeeper. You had lots of savings. You had no debt. Today, you're talking about that family of three. The reason it's three is because they're too broke to have any more kids. One is all they can afford. And you probably have both the husband and the wife both working. And together, they're making $40,000 a year. They're probably up to their eyeballs in debt, car loans, credit card debt. Maybe they have student loans. If they have a house, they got a big mortgage. They've got nothing for retirement. They're flat broke. Yet that's supposed to be the new middle class.
I mean, two breadwinners earning $42,000 a year, that's middle class. That shows you how, again, how low the bar has been set. And, it's, you know, it's like when they call the mega rich, the 1%, all these Occupy Wall Street people. When that 1% bracket includes households earning over $500,000 a year, so that's going to include, you know, professional small, medium business owners, the people who create jobs and employ people. So these labels just don't conform to reality anymore, do they?
Yeah. No, I mean, imagine back in the 1930s or 40s or 50s or 60s. I mean, if you had a job, if you were a man and you had a job, any job, right? If you were a butcher or a baker or a candlestick maker, your wife didn't have to work. You could pay the bills, right, without her working. I mean, how much does somebody have to earn today to enable the other spouse not to work, even if it's the woman that has a job and there's a stay-at-home husband? I mean, I would say that in order to enjoy the standard of living that was typical among middle-class Americans earlier, you probably have to have a guy with a job of at least $150,000 to $200,000 a year. That's probably what you need to earn to be considered middle-class, you know, back in the 1950s. How many people earn that money? Very few.
And liberals continue to blame this shrinking middle class on the, quote, 1%, which is really the 0.01%. They blame it on skewed income inequality, which, of course, is why they want higher taxes and wealth redistribution.
Yeah.
Is that the real reason for the shrinking middle class?
Not at all. They have to take a hard look in the mirror if they want to find out why the middle class has shrank. You know, this was the predictable outcome of their big government policies. What created the middle class was free market capitalism. It was the absence of government that enabled the middle class to emerge. Right? It was a lack of taxes, a lack of regulation. But the minute the liberals decided to come up with all these rules and regulations to protect people, right, to protect people from being exploited or from the vigors of capitalism, right, once we erected a massive government, we destroyed the middle class. We made the middle class much poorer. We basically killed the goose that laid all the golden eggs that enabled that middle class. And so now we have all this poverty because of the government anti-poverty programs. The widening divide between the rich and the poor is being manufactured by government, and now even more so with the help of the Federal Reserve that is really putting the nail in the coffins of the middle class.
Now, I wanted to touch on the minimum wage because there's a state rep, Democratic state rep in Missouri, Michael Butler, has pre-filed legislation that would raise the state's minimum wage from $7.65 per hour to $15 per hour. We've seen this already being phased in through local ordinances in places like Washington and California. You know, Barack Obama's right behind it, at least up to $10 an hour. What impact would doubling the minimum wage in the United States have on the jobs market?
Well, it would destroy a lot of jobs. I mean, if you want to see what happens when you have a huge increase in the minimum wage, you can look at places like American Samoa. You know, we increased their minimum wage dramatically years ago, and we decimated their entire economy. We plunged them into a depression. Unemployment went up to 30%. It was practically, you know, zero before the minimum wage hike, and inflation skyrocketed too. Also, you can look at what happened in Puerto Rico years ago when we did that. In fact, Puerto Rico today has a much higher unemployment rate than America because the minimum wage effectively is much higher there because the average pay scale in Puerto Rico is lower. So we're going to decimate, you know, jobs with a big increase in minimum wage. But the sad reality is before we even had a minimum wage, and the minimum wage was created during the 1930s, right, part of the New Deal with Roosevelt. But before we had a minimum wage, American workers in real terms adjusted for inflation had higher incomes before the minimum wage than they do now. And one of the reasons the minimum wage is so destructive is because it prevents people from getting their first job. And your first job is what leads to your second job and your third job. It's where you get important on-the-job training. It is the first rung in the job ladder. And the more rungs that they cut off from the bottom by raising the minimum wage, the higher they make it for people to get on that ladder. And, you know, the minimum wage law doesn't hurt businesses. It hurts people. It hurts individuals. It is a law that prohibits people from selling their labor if they can't find somebody willing to buy it for that minimum level. So you price a lot of people out of the labor market, and what do? They just end up on welfare, or they commit crimes, and they end up in prison. It is a complete disaster. The government has destroyed so many lives with this minimum wage, and now they want to make it even higher.
I mean, I think it was you that made the video where you went out to a shopping mall or whatever and asked people if they supported the minimum wage. Basically, all of them did. And then he said, well, how do you like paying double for that flat screen television? And of course, they had a very different opinion. But well, on a sense of the election.
Yeah, so I was asking people at Walmart if they would be willing to pay 15% higher prices so that Walmart workers could get paid $15 an hour, and nobody wanted to do it. So, they all want the higher wages, but they don't want the higher prices. Hmm?
Yeah, they did. They didn't. They weren't even prepared to pay 15% more.
No.
But I want to turn to the election because, of course, we had the Republican debates this week. You pointed out in your recent article that the Fed always likes to keep this bubble inflated during the election cycle to help the incumbent party. Do you think that the Fed would make financial decisions purely on the basis of keeping someone like Donald Trump out of office and supporting a Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think the only basis that they make decisions on is political. I think that determines every move that they make. That is the sad reality. And Janet Yellen is a very partisan Democrat. She, you know, believes in big government and the big government policies of the New Deal and the Great Society. She wants to see the president's party stay in power. I'm sure she wants to see Hillary Clinton as our next president. And she believes that Hillary Clinton will reappoint her as Fed chairman. So that's what she wants. She probably sees herself as a member of the Obama administration, just the way Ben Bernanke admitted that he saw himself as a member of the Bush administration when he was, spinning the economic data when he was chairman of the Federal Reserve. So I think she's going to do whatever she thinks is necessary to make sure that Hillary Clinton, and that's the most likely Democratic nominee, is our next president. And, you know, she wants to keep Donald Trump or anybody else with an R in front of their name from occupying that office.
Okay. Closing comments. Just tell people how they can listen to the podcast and about your website.
Oh, the Peter Schiff Show. I used to have a radio show that I did daily, but just didn't have the time to keep it going. So my podcast is still hosted on the Peter Schiff Show website at schiffradio.com. I usually record a couple a week. I also have a video blog on YouTube at Schiff Report. And of course, if people are interested in doing something, and I think time is running out for protecting yourself, but I think we're headed for a currency crisis that's going to make the financial crisis of 08 look like a Sunday school picnic. So you can contact me at my brokerage firm and talk to my brokers at Europacific Capital, europac.com, to rearrange your portfolio to get money out of harm's way, out of the U.S., into sound economies and sound assets. And, of course, I mentioned earlier on the show, precious metals. Shiftgold.com is my gold company where we sell physical gold and silver.
Okay, Peter Schiff, we'll be sure to have you back on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, and happy holidays to you, and happy New Year.
Happy Christmas to you. There goes Peter Schiff, europac.com. Here in the final 15 minutes of the Alex Jones Show, we're going to cover some more news here, which I didn't get the chance to get to. This was a big story yesterday. It was a big story for me. It didn't get a lot of traction. But this is huge. EU exploits refugee crisis it created to push draconian plan for occupying army. The European Union is exploiting the refugee crisis it helped create. Remember, this was Angela Merkel rolling out the red carpet for anyone and everyone who could get here with no checks whatsoever, even on the basis whether they're Syrian refugees or not. 4/5 of the migrants coming into Europe are not from Syria, and many of those that are from Syria or claim to be from Syria have got fake passports, so who knows what percentage are genuine, legitimate Syrian refugees. So they helped create the crisis. They rolled out the red carpet. Now the EU is exploiting that crisis that they created with their own insane policies to push an occupying army that would have the power to take control of national borders without the consent of sovereign governments. So this is a 2,500 strong force, an armed force of EU troops under EU insignia, EU flags. We're talking about naval patrols, we're talking about helicopters, we're talking about drones, that would basically say to nation states, we're taking over your border security. And in fact, they talk about internal security as well. So basically, this is an occupying paramilitary force that would have the power to take control of a nation's borders without the consent of sovereign governments. Those are not my words. That was out of the London Times reporting on this. According to Dimitri Avramopoulos, the European Commissioner for Migration, the idea represents more Europe. The new agency would, quote, be able to step in to ensure action is taken on the ground, even where the member state considers there is no need for additional intervention, according to the draft proposal. So this is just riding roughshod over any semblance of national sovereignty in the name of stopping a migrant crisis that they created with their own policies. People have spoke out against this. Polish Foreign Minister, whose name I will not even attempt to pronounce, but it's in the article, slammed the idea, labeling it incompatible with democracy. For it to be a structure independent from nation states is astounding, an undemocratic structure reporting to who, to no one knows who, said the Polish Foreign Minister. Nigel Farage came out with a speech in the EU Parliament. The video is in the article slamming this, as did Diane James, MEP, who said, quote, this is a full frontal attack on national sovereignty from the EU. All pretense has now been discarded, and the Commission will now openly act against the member state wishes and operate within its borders without permission. So instead of handing powers back to nation states, having completely messed up and deliberately botched this crisis by inviting in hordes of migrants, they're not giving nation states more powers. They're centralizing powers and taking away authority from sovereign nations to create the embryonic EU army. This is what they've pushed all along. This is what Bilderberg, which of course created the EU in the first place, created the single currency, has pushed. They want an EU federal political superstate. The financial aspect of it is not enough. So they're going to continue to push for more powers by exploiting the crisis they created to basically have an EU occupying army throughout all these member states. Absolutely shocking draft proposal. It's received relatively little attention. Now, Alex mentioned when he was on this article out of it's a Max Slavo article, shtfplan.com. Soft targets, FBI arrests, Islamic terrorists who planned mass casualty attack on rush hour commuters and college lunchroom. On the very same day, as mainstream media outlets argued that the San Bernardino shooting was probably workplace violence, a narrative also repeated by the Obama administration, we warned that there were likely more terrorists working in conjunction with Farouk and Malik. So now the accomplice, Enrique Marquez, has come out. This is now public, that they plan to actually go into colleges, throw pipe bombs at people, go onto the highway, State Route 91 with pipe bombs during afternoon rush hour and then shoot at law enforcement and emergency crews as they arrived on the scene, according to the FBI affidavit. So not only was Farouk planning to attack the Christmas party there, which had, you know, offended and triggered him, if he'd not have been stopped by responsible armed men, the plan was to go and attack colleges, to attack people on the highway with pipe bombs. Again, absolutely shocking, especially given the context of
really good
other reports.
The plan of
his story. Do I hear Alex? Okay, other reports out of Missouri of people making bulk purchases of prepaid disposable cell phones. We also had theft of propane tanks in Missouri and a report before this back in October where they actually found buried explosives in a forest in Missouri. So we've got these strange Middle Eastern characters going into Walmarts buying huge numbers, 60 in one instance, prepaid cell phones. In the same region, we've got propane tanks being stolen. Some very mysterious goings-on in Missouri, and people are rightly concerned about it, but I guess that means they're Islamophobic. Of course, the neighbors of Farouk and Malik didn't report them for suspicious activity, despite the fact they had numerous Middle Eastern visitors to their apartment. They were receiving all these suspicious packages because they didn't want to racially profile. They didn't want to appear to be politically incorrect. If they had a report of those concerns, maybe the San Bernardino massacre would have been prevented, and now we've got similar concerns in Missouri with these strange purchases, cell phones, and a theft of propane tanks. We'll be back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show Friday edition, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com, that's C-A-T-I-armor.com, for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
again, ladies and gentlemen. This is the last segment of the main classic Alex Jones radio show, the fourth hour of Overdrive, hosted with David Knights coming up. It's been a mix today here in the holidays with Paul Watson hosting, myself hosting as well. But the fourth hour has myself 10 years ago, and again about 6 years ago, paralleling Star Wars Episode 3 with real-world events. And we do this to then reach out to people that are only into Star Wars, not into politics, obviously, but it's important. That's coming up. A lot of other really serious news. I just wanted to remind viewers and listeners out there that we are listener and viewer supported. We don't get tax money, again, like MSNBC and NPR. We have super high-quality products. The free shipping, I'm going to extend until, then it is over, until Monday. But if you're in the United States, today's the last day to be guaranteed to get your order before. Again, that's before Christmas. In fact, after noon, I was told it's not 100% guaranteed. They're trying to get them out as fast as they can, but it doesn't matter. You're supporting the broadcast. There's a present you can always get, even on Christmas morning, and that's 6 months off a year membership for the Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv, all the films, all of it and more. PrisonPlanet.tv, 6 months free when you sign up, and 20 people can use the membership. What a way to wake people up and, you know, spend $36 and be able to get 20 presents. Just give them your username. Boom, it's done. PrisonPlanet.tv, a lot of folks are taking advantage of this. And I want to thank you again because all the different revenue streams we have, any two or three of them wouldn't fund the operation, but five or six of them together do allow us to continue and modestly expand in the face of the globalists. So going back to Paul Watson, and then he's going to throw it to David Knight to tell us what's coming up in the fourth hour of Overdrive, and then I'll be back, Lord willing. Don't take it for granted. They're after me. Seriously. 4 to 6 p.m. Central, I'll be live in studio hosting the Sunday show. Now back to Paul Joseph Watson in London.
Okay, David Knight, of course, Hillary Clinton is the clear front runner, but you've got some interesting news about Bernie Sanders. Tell us what's coming up on the fourth hour.
Yeah, you know, Paul, it's interesting. A lot of people are worried. Is Donald Trump going to go third party? Is Ben Carson going to leave because of the talk about a brokered convention? Well, now it looks like Bernie Sanders is absolutely furious with the DNC. Of course, they have rigged the debates. You're going to talk about a brokered convention? We got brokered debates. And now what they have done, and this has exploded today, he had held a press conference. The DNC has locked them out of getting access to all data. Now, to understand what happened, there was a flaw in the vendor that managed the data for the campaigns, the various campaigns. They had some of their data that was leaked in October. They complained to the DNC about it. Some of the Hillary Clinton campaign information got leaked to them. And the response of the DNC, as they're saying, is completely over the top. The campaign manager, Bernie Sanders, was out there talking about. Now, what's interesting about this is that in both the Democrat and the Republican campaign, people are seeing how manipulated this whole system is. And I think that is one of the best things that can come out of this election. They're seeing the corruption, the tight control that is held by the party leadership, how they manipulate this. And, of course, we've seen the Democrats now really kind of moving towards socialism. Maybe he ought to run as a third-party candidate. Maybe he ought to run as a socialist. And maybe the GOP establishment ought to run as Democrats, because that's what we saw with this omnibus bill that comes out. You know, what we ought to call that is the omnibust bill, because it's all-inclusive. It funds everything in the universe, and we're going bust. They just left the T off of that. That's really what's going on with. We're also going to talk about the new Star Wars film. We have, as Alex pointed out, there's a video where he let out the what was being talked about in previous episodes. We're going to talk a little bit about the new movie. We won't have any spoilers for you, but I'll talk give you some general ideas of some of the agenda behind it. That's all coming up.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for today's show. Of course, breaking news at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us. David Knight, fourth hour, coming right up. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.